And it seems like yesterday we were just at the first of the year. It was New Year's. And today we're on September the 1st of 2019. I'm going to tell you something. You're probably going to laugh. And you're going, no, she didn't do that. But you know, it's hot outside today. I've got a paper towel in my hand because I'm sweating buckets up here. It's hot. But yesterday, my beautiful wife got so hot that she thought, how can I make it cooler? The air conditioning's wide open. I've got the doors closed. I got the fans on. What can I do to make it cooler? I'll bring out the fall stuff. I'll put out all my fall decor. Did it make it any cooler, baby?
Made me feel
better. Okay, made her feel better. So in our house, it's about 50 degrees right now. It's fall in the air, amen? But I thought about something yesterday. It was the 31st, and today's the 1st. In September, there's 5 Sundays in September. And in September, we said we're going to do a series. And it was overcoming. And today, we're going to be talking about overcoming your past. Next week is overcoming your hurt. Then the next week, we're going to be talking about overcoming your fear. Wow. You know, I thought about that hurt, and I thought, whew, I'm so glad I'm not doing that one so that my wife can minister to me. Because I've got a lot of hurt down through the past. Amen? Then I'm overcoming. And then we're going to be talking about overcoming your insecurities. And then last, overcoming the mountain. Amen. Overcoming the mountain. Jesus is working in this church. How many in this room this morning are ready to be overcomers? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. The church, I'm going to tell you something. You got Pastor Shane this morning. You're going to have to talk back because I like to be talked to. I got a big mouth and I like to be talked back to. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Steve, why are you smiling and laughing at me? It was a song that Jacob, y'all sang this morning. It says, Lord, I give my heart and my soul. That's my desire. That is so true. My desire is to live for him 100%.
Yes.
Nothing else in this world matters to Shane. Mm-hmm. Outside loving people in this church, but most of all, serving God. Amen.
Amen.
And this morning, we're going to start our series off. It's overcoming your past. Let me ask you a question this morning, church. Who in this house today has a past? Everybody has a past.
Amen.
Everybody has a past.
Amen.
Who in this room is reminded of their past often? Seems like daily to me. But who in this room is reminded of their past often? This morning, I want to tell you that your past is not God's future for you.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said this morning? Your past, whatever you went through, is not God's future for your life. It's not. So what happened yesterday is in the past. It's been written off. It's to be forgotten. It's to not be brought back up ever again. Amen, Pastor?
Amen.
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 God has a bright future in store for you if you're willing to accept it and to believe it. Did you hear what I said? If you're willing to accept it and believe it, God has a bright and brilliant future. You may have said, well, Pastor, I've been saved for 50 years. I've been saved for 60 years. I'm going to stop right there. But Pastor, I've been saved for a long time. My future's already come and gone. No, 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 no. Your future's still in the future. And man, we all have a past. We all have a present. And we all have a future. And thank God today on September the 1st of 2019 that my future looks a whole lot better than my past.
Amen.
My future looks a whole lot better than what I'm living currently in today.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Because today, tomorrow, it will be in the past.
Amen.
Did you catch that? Tomorrow, today, will be in the past. Amen? If you have your Bibles this morning, turn to Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Before we do that, Victoria, can you go back to what I asked you to? Is it too hard? You have to forgive me because I don't know anything about it. I don't know why, but God is my Savior. God is my healer. God is my deliverer. I don't know who this morning that song right there was for. I don't know who's this right here is for, but these three little sentences followed up with a yes, he is for somebody in this room this morning. And it may be for every one of us. Amen. God is my Savior. God is my healer. God is my healer. God is my deliverer. Wow.
Woo. Yes, amen.
Has anybody seen New Facing Giants? Okay. There's three football coaches. And there's one guy in there. You don't hear a whole lot of him, but he's got a haircut just like mine. And he's throwing the ball. And he's trying to teach his kid how to kick the football. Now, church, yesterday started off the football season. Amen. Hello, walls. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't make me cut a rug. But yesterday started college football. And if anybody would like to know, I am a diehard Georgia Bulldog. No. We're going to pray for you to get right. But yesterday I was watching football, and there's a kicker that has to kick after they make a touchdown. Does anybody know what that's called? It's called a field goal. Now, if you're looking at a field goal and you're kicking the football towards the field goal, you got a left goal post and you got a right goal post. It's got to go through the middle.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
It can't go, as he would say, far left or wide right. This got to go right down the middle. And that's what God is trying to tell us right here. We're going to have a sermon today on this if we ain't careful. The middle is, God is my Savior.
Amen.
He ain't sometimes my Savior. He ain't when I want Him my Savior. He's my Savior. Amen. Then God's my healer.
Yes.
God's my healer.
Amen.
Not just when He wants to be my healer.
Amen.
Not just when somebody's praying, but He's my healer all the time.
Amen.
And then my deliverer. My deliverer.
Yes.
That's just plain and simple, right through the goalpost.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Because if we get the first two, the third becomes easy.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, I'm going to get off back on topic. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. And it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end." It says, peace and not evil. Amen? Church, take His plan and make them your plan. Amen?
Amen.
That's what the Bible's trying to tell us. Peace and not evil. Take His plan and not your plan. Amen?
Amen.
His plan is your plan. You cannot do it if you're always looking in the past instead of the future. Well, Pastor, you don't know where I come from. Really? Church, you don't know where I come from. Put the past in the past.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
His plans for you are always His promises. And those precious promises can come alive only by seeking Him and seeking for them. Amen?
Yes.
We have to seek God for the plan. We have to seek God for His promises. We have to seek God for peace. Amen?
Yes.
He can give you the direction of the map of His words and how to get there. All we got to do is pray and ask. when you're down and out, when you're living in the past, and you're thinking about what happened in the past, all you got to do is get on your knees and pray and say, God, I need a map. I need you to show me the way. I need your directions. I need a GPS, Lord. I need you to show up and let me know where I've got to go. Send me the way. Amen? We have a map.
Yes, we do.
We have a GPS system. Do we know what it is? Do we know what it is? Here's our map. It's a big map. But you can open it up and you can find any place that you want. Just open up your navigational beacon. Amen? Your navigational beacon. God is working on this morning, just this morning, church. Church, Jesus is our only way. Not your best friends, although they're great to have. Not your mama and your daddy, although they do help you in life. Not your wife or your husband, although you love them more than anything else outside of God. But God's the only answer that you need. Amen. God's the true answer. He's never going to steer you wrong. He's never going to tell you something that's not true. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the way and the road to your blessings and salvation. Seek Him and hear from Him. This is the way of faith and faith to victory. Amen. If we have faith and we walk in it, that's our road to victory. Did you hear what I said? How many people in here this morning have faith? Because y'all all heard me preach that the only amount of faith that we need is a mustard seed. Does anybody know what a mustard seed is? It's a little old big seed that's about the size of a pencil lead, a small pencil lead. And if I have that much faith, I've got the victory. Amen? I've got the victory. Amen? That's all the faith I need. In John, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Didn't I just talk about that? Wasn't we just talking about our faith and overcoming the world? Wow. Don't let your past remind us of what we are not now. Did you hear what I said? Well, I did this growing up, and this happened to me, and now I'm not where I need to be in life. Shame on you. Shame on you. If you're not where you need to be in life, and you're not comfortable in your present, pray. Ask God to show you direction. This morning, before I got out of the bed, before my feet hit the floor, I said, God, please send somebody to your house this morning that needs a word. God, please send visitors to our church that's never been there before, that's looking for you, that's needing a word from you this morning. I got to church this morning and I seen people come in and I said, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Because I had faith to know that what I pray is going to happen. Amen.
Amen.
Your past is not your future. It's not easy to put on the new man in Christ. The new man in Christ is the new you. You get that? It's not easy to put the new man of Christ on. And the new man is us. Amen? The new man is the new you made for a new future. Out with the old and in with the future. Amen? Sometimes you're going to have to choose to forget your past and ignore all that that is around you. Forget your past and remember and forget the ones that are around you or the things that are around you or whatever that keeps bringing your past up. Well, Pastor Shane, you just don't quite understand where I'm at in life. You're right. I don't. But you know what? We all have a past here this morning. And your past is different than mine. And your past is different than mine. And your past is different than mine, and mine is different than you. But you know what? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because September the 1st of 2019, I have a Father that I can leave it in His footsteps.
Amen.
Amen. Walking by faith is not walking by sight. You know, there was a lady in the church here not too long ago. She was blind. She was blind. And we prayed and we sought after God and we asked for healing of sight. She started seeing again. Then she started driving herself to church. And you know what she said? She said, I saw more being blinded than I did with my eyes wide open. I saw more being blinded than I did with my eyes wide open. Why is that? Because she got in her secret place. She got in the realm of God. She saw after God. She prayed for the people in this church. You know, it is something when somebody is praying for everybody else but themselves.
Amen.
We live in a selfish world, church.
Yeah, we do.
And when we are only praying for gimme, 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 we might as well have been named Jimmy.
Amen?
Because when you hit your knees and you pray for somebody else of what they're going through and their past, God's wiping yours away. And you don't even know it. Treating yourself as value is not pride. It's being humble. Did you get what I said? Did you get what I said this morning, church? Treating yourself as value is not being prideful. Each and every one of you in here this morning is valuable. Why? Because God has a work for you. Our work is not to sit here and warm these seats, because it's pretty warm in here as it is. We all have a work. We all have a ministry. And I'm going to tell you look around, every one of you in this sanctuary this morning is a blessing. Every one of you in this church this morning has a calling on your life of something. Amen?
Amen.
You may be the best singer, we haven't heard you. You may be the most whatever. You may play an instrument that we don't have and need backed up and whatever. God has a calling on each and every one of you. Amen? To do anything less is disobedient to God, who has great plans for you. His promises are even greater than what we can imagine. Amen. Can you imagine what God has for us, Jacob, in 10 years from now? Because I sit all the time and I think, what does 10 years look like for Abiding Love Community Church? Because last month we were here for a year, or we was a church for 2 years, I'm sorry. In April we was here for a year. And I have thought, 2 years have gone by so quick. And we are thinking, Lord, fill this church. What's next, Lord? What's next? Because we want the perfect will of God, amen? Because there's so many people out there that's needing Him. Walk with Him in the light of His love and mercy. Let's turn to John, 1 John 1 and 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Woo. We're cleansed of all sin? Are you kidding me? So everything that we have done in the past, our whole life up to this point, we're living. And this one verse right here tells us, through His blood, we're cleansed. Amen?
Amen.
Every one of us should be running around this church.
Yeah.
Amen? Every one of us should be running around this church. Because it says it right there, we're sin free. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
But if we walk in the light as... I'm sorry. I was going to read it again. So, Pastor, you're saying that my past of hurting words is gone? Absolutely. So the words that somebody spoke against me in hate, it's gone. It's in the past. It's been forgotten. My broken relationship. Lord, that one that I love so much, that she just got away, or he just got away. You mean that's in the past? It's forgotten. What? It don't have to be drugs. What about that addiction? It's in the past. All you got to do is ask God to forgive you. So you're telling me my addiction is in the past. God's forgot about it. What about my divorce? We just couldn't live together. And you know, Pastor Shane, I just don't think it's real biblical if I got a divorce. It's in the past. Everybody wasn't meant to be married. Amen? What about that lying? It's in the past. Well, Pastor, I lost my job, and I just can't get over it. It's in the past. Amen? Financial trouble. Trouble with your children. Amen? We all have that. Amen. It's in the past. Turn it over to God. It's all in the past and forgotten. Hello, somebody. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
We're going to talk for just a minute about my past. Because, see, this morning, I'm telling you how to forget your past. And I'm telling you that all you have to do is call upon God and pray, and it can be forgotten. Amen, brother? Amen. It can be forgotten. But we ain't talked about the pastor yet. That's okay, because we're fixing to. Because your pastor has a past too. Amen?
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 Amen.
Your pastor hadn't always been a pastor. When I was growing up, I'd get in trouble. I'd do things I wasn't supposed to do. I'd go places I wasn't supposed to go. Sometimes my parents knew, and today at 42 years old, sometimes they didn't. They're just finding this out for the first time. But I had a past, and I had to overcome my past. I had to ask God to forgive me for the things I've done. I've lost loved ones and couldn't get over it because they meant so much to me. And I thought, how in the world does the Bible tell us that to mourn a birth and to celebrate death? How is that? How is that? Get on your knees and pray about it. Because I want to tell you something. It ain't over when we leave this world.
Amen.
Amen. It ain't over. There was a lady that was put in a casket this week. She was put in the casket. She passed away. And as a child, I'm going to try to remember this the way I was told. As a child, she always tried to eat her dessert first. And she grabbed a spoon and tried to eat her dessert first. Mama said, no, no, no. You wait and you save the best for last. You save the best for last. The dessert's the last. And when they put her in that casket, they put a spoon in her hand. Because now the best is to come. Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus comes back, he blows that trumpet, and we all get Christ arrives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That right there is going to make you want to dance. Amen. I didn't always live right and all this kind of stuff, and then I had a problem getting over people talking about me. Because I like to hold a grudge. Amen? Because I have brown in me and I have porter in me. And both brown and porter, we hold grudges. Amen? We hold a grudge. And if this one's talking about me, it's about to be on, as they say, like a chicken bone. And we're going down. Because I didn't take that lightly. But one day, church, God got a hold of me and had to change some things and told me, you got to let it go, Shane. They're going to talk about you.
Amen.
Let it go. It don't even matter. I don't care. Amen. I don't hold a grudge. When I started letting everybody know I was a pastor, That's when the true friends show up. That's when the ones you thought was your friends. See ya. Bye. They're not your friends.
Amen.
Amen. And guess what? They're still talking about me. They're still talking about me. So if I decide to marinate on what people are saying about me today, I might as well sit down and shut my mouth. Because I'm not even living what I'm preaching. Amen. Amen. Amen, Sister Peggy. I'm not living what I'm preaching if I'm going to marinate on what everybody's talking about me. Because I guarantee you, they're going to talk about me today. They're going to talk about me tomorrow. And come Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, they're going to talk about me. Don't care. You know why? Because I don't want nothing slowing me down. Nothing slowing me down for what I've got to do in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm a pastor. I've got to be on time for God. I've got to be on time for you. Amen. If you call me, I got to be there. I can't be living in the past. Well, you know, Brother Chandler, I'd come, but I've just been weighted down with all this stuff in my past. And so I'm going to send somebody else. Okay, brother? No. It don't work that way. It don't work that way. If I'm preaching it, I got to live by it. Amen? And if you're listening to it, you got to live by it. Because it's in the book. It's in this map. Amen? Because I'm a child of God. And the past is in the past. Most of us in here have Facebook. And most of the time, it's nothing but junk.
That's right.
Most of the time, it's this one talking about that one. Or this one smearing something in this one's face. Or something profound or something just nasty shouldn't be on there. But somebody put something on Facebook this week that I thought about ever since they put it on there. And I thought, couldn't have said it any better. And the quote says, when people bring up your past, tell them, Jesus dropped the charges. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus dropped the charges.
Thank you.
Amen?
Amen?
So if we get a hold of Jesus dropped the charges, we're going to be running. We're going to be running. Because you're telling me that everything that we went through, pure hell over the last 40 years, trying to get a church, trying to start a ministry, trying to do all this, Jesus dropped the charges. It don't matter what they said about you. I promise. Because in the end, it don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter how they treat you at work. It's over. It's in the past. Because one day when you retire, or you say, bye, Felicia, they're gonna hire somebody with less money, with no experience, doing the same thing that you built 40 years ago.
That's right. Sure will.
Amen. Sure will. I told a guy this week, I said, I'm looking for retirement. He said, how old are you? 42. How much longer do you got? I said, I may leave today. He said, you're not old enough to retire, brother. Let me tell you something. Now, don't take what I'm fixing to tell you to go into your job tomorrow and quit. And this is what I told him. I said, I'm not going to be at a place miserable. I'm not going to be at a place that God don't want me to be. You hear what I said? Because if you hold a job, you're there more than you are at home. And you're there a whole lot more than you are in the house of God. I'm not going to be somewhere miserable. Life's too short. I got too much to do. And I will not, and I refuse to be in a place that I loathe the sight of. I refuse to be in a place that gets me in an attitude where I don't need to be. Hello, walls.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Remember, you have no past if He is your future. Amen?
Amen.
Wouldn't it be nice if life was really like what I've just been preaching? You're saying, Pastor, you know, you just spent the last 30 minutes preaching on our past, and then you're telling me, wouldn't it be nice if it was like that? I'm asking you, wouldn't it be nice if life was really like what I just preached? Well, I have the answer to that. I have the answer to it. It can be. If you walk in the Bible verse that we just read, if you walk in the light as He is in the light, and allow His blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse our soul. Amen.
Amen.
It'll cleanse our past. It'll cleanse what we're in right now. Amen.
Amen.
Forget yesterday. Live today and look with faith for a great tomorrow. Pastor, you don't understand. My family, they've walked away from me. Me too. Me too. Well, Pastor, you don't understand. I was done wrong in church. Me too. Well, Pastor, I understand you lost some of your family members. I don't have nothing to do with you. And I understand that they talked about you at your old church, but they kicked me out of my church. Hello. Me too.
Amen.
Do you know what? It's all good. Because when we started this church, we put abiding love. So what's that second word of our name? Love. I'm going to tell you, I don't care if this is your first day that you've been here, or if you've been here since day one, I want everybody to look in these blue eyes. I love every one of you. I love everyone. Because in here, you can be yourself. In here, we're family. We're family. Brother, I love you. I love you more than you know. You're my brother. Amen?
Amen.
Sister, you're my sister, and I love you. I love each and every one of you here this morning. Because when we started this church, I said, God, bring people here like us. Bring people here that had a past because they're trying to find somewhere to fit in. I'm going to tell you something. We've been to churches. We've been in places where you hadn't felt like you was welcomed. We have been to places where they turned their nose up at you. We've been in churches where we've been asked to leave. Well, we've been in churches that's asked us to leave. We know what it feels like. You won't get that here. Because if somebody asks you to leave, you tell them, you come find me and tell me who told you that. Because this is a church of love. We all have a past. Amen?
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 Amen.
And then it says, abiding love, community. Community. Let me tell you something. Some of you drive a long distance to come here. And you pass a whole bunch of churches on the way here. And you can go to any one of those churches and get a sermon. A sermonette, whatever you want to call it. That may be a pretty good one. But I'm going to tell you, here, you're going to get love. You're going to get help. Because that's what we're about. We came to this church and we said, God, we want to be able to do things for our community to help them around us. Because there's a lot of hurting people. There's a lot of people that's in our area that has a past. And we want them, when they step foot on this ground, that we want them to be able to feel at home. We want them to feel loved. We want them to keep coming back. Because you see the chairs that are here? We have this many more that we need to put out. And amen, these are just brick walls. They can go left and right and backwards. Amen, we can always add on. I'm ready for a building fund. Because we've asked people, or we've asked God for people to be sent to us so we can love them. Amen.
Amen.
Come here, Becky. me ask you a question this morning, church. Most of us. When you go into a church, hey, how you doing? I'm sad. Or, how you doing? God bless you. I'm Brother Shane. I'm so glad you're part of our ministry this morning. You just make yourself at home, and whatever you need, you let me know. Which one do you like? The? I know I do. I know that on Sunday mornings, when I peek my head around that corner right there, I see people that are here. And y'all always, always, hey, Brother Shane. I love you. I love you, Pastor. Oh. It warms my heart. It touches me so deep. Because I, years ago, said, God, teach me love. Teach me love. I love my parents. I love my family. But teach me love for people. Because I want to tell you something. There isn't anybody. I ran into a guy Friday night. The guy that did our bus. Can you turn that off for a minute?